be here. Everybody got cold feet already? It's the hockey race. How's the sound? Can you hear me? Hello? What? Is that you, Ma? We're on our first weekend of touring 1977. Started Friday in Lansing. And last night we were in South Bend. And tonight we're here in Waikiki. It's funny, we've been doing a new album. It'll be out April 15th. It's called Dance Band on the Titanic. And it's sort of about the fact that it seems like a good portion of the time we spend these days is trying to create diversions for ourselves so we don't worry about the iceberg outside. And I just sing you the chorus. It goes like this. Dance band on the Titanic, sing near my God to thee. The iceberg's on the starboard bow, won't you dance with me? And then it goes on. It's good. It's going to be a double album. We've got the first song is called Dance Man on the Titanic. It runs 4.5 minutes. And then the last song that ends the second side of the second album is 14 minutes, also called Dance Man on the Titanic. But let me do one of the songs from the new album just by myself here, and then maybe get some other people out here. It's a song about my uncle, who is sort of a weird dude. He's about 3 years older than I am. That makes him 37. And he's sort of strange because every time he gets good at something, he then changes. Like, for example, he used to be an architect. He got good, started making a lot of money, and then he changed. He got married, he got good at that, and he got divorced. And anyway, he's just had a new, whole new career come up. And anyway, I'll sing a song about it. Excuse me? It's funny how most of the people, when they call out, they sound like they got my old socks in their mouth. When I hear you are a painter now, though you're almost halfway through. You pulled a palette knife, you cut away a white, and you started something new. But it was not the strife of married life that ordained what you would do. A quick look back through your history shows the same things goading you. It's just like you to try painting because you're colorblind. Each time you conquer something, that's the time you change your mind. And now your new preoccupation gives you your handicap to start. Yes, you're happiest when chasing clouds with a halfway broken heart. Paint a picture of yourself, let the images flash past. Don't weep on watercolors, Michael, make this moment last. Paint the kid with restless eyes, yeah, the way you look back then. Cause the man keeps getting frightened when that boy's not born again. I remember how you led us back when we all were kids. And the fact that you were older made us copy what you did. Yeah, that day you bought that cheap guitar, we all fell in the line. We got hooked on music and you drifted off in time. So I could see you at your easel, splay-legged, there you stand. And your eyes are darting back and forth, brush flashing in your hand. Yeah, you're reaching always for that dream you need to make you real. Leaning in a heavy wind that no one else can feel. Paint a picture of yourself, let the
images flash past. Don't we find what I call us Michael, oh, make this moment last. Paint the kid with restless eyes, yeah, the way you look back then. Cause the man keeps getting dragging when that boy's not born again. Cause the man keeps getting dragging when that boy's not born again.
How's it sound back there in the cheap seats? Someday, in a finer... I always used to sit in the cheap seats. I mean... What'd he say? You know? Another sock back there. Now, someday in a finer, better world, the people in the cheap seats are going to come down and take you people over. I mean, really. One of the ironies of my life is I hardly ever see nighttime TV because that's the time that... I'm usually performing, and there's a gal on TV who was evidently on a show called Maud. I've never seen it. That is, she's the daughter of Maud, and her name is Adrienne Barbeau. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? She evidently has, in the last 2 years, been on a whole bunch of talk shows, variety shows, musical specials, comedy specials, and sung various songs. But mostly she seems to sing one song of mine. The reason I know is because I make $536 every time she does it. And I'd like to sing it for you, but I just like to say, keep it up, Adrian. Sing your ass off. He was crazy, of course. From the first, she must have known it. But still, she went on with him. And she never once had shown it. And she took him off the street. And she dried his tears of grieving. She listened to his visions. She believed in his believing. Ah, he was a son. Burning bright and brittle, and she was the moon shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star. She was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy. Holy. Dancing to some music no one else had ever heard. He'd speak in unknown languages. She would translate every word. And then when the world was laughing at his castles in the sky, she'd hold him in her body till he once again could fly. Ah, he was the sun, burning bright and crippled, and she was the moon, shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star. She was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy. She gave him a son. She was a mother and a wife and a lover. When the day was done, he was too far gone to give love. Whatever did it say? Was the knowledge she was the only thing that was done in his head. Thank you.
stood and watched him dwindle, much too empty to be sad. He revealed the slander, saying, "You are all I've ever had." Ah, he was a sun, burning bright and brittle, and she was a moon, shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star, she was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but he could make them holy. Just opened up, and a little man came in so fast, and he started at his cups, and the brother served the whiskey. She was a big old friendly girl. He tried to fight her every night by smiling at the world, and she said, "Hey, Bob, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell are you? Why he looks down?" The little man just sat there like he never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave out with a cough and acting up the least, but all she spoke once again, she said, "I don't want to bother you, consider it's understood. I know I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can mess up the door." And the little man took his drink in his hand and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips and he told that waitress his story.
Thank you.
better place to be. But I drove up to my boarding house, and I took her up to my room. And I went to turn off the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, please leave the light on. Oh, I don't mind the dark. And as the cold autumn around her, I could hear my heart. The moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the time. If you want to come here with me, that's all right with me. Cause I've been oh so lonely, loving someone is a better way to be. She took her bar rag and she wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. She said, I wish that I was beautiful, all that you were halfway blind. And I wish I once I got them back. I wish that you were mine. Yeah.
at the Cornell University, which is a college upstate New York. And back then I was known as Gapin Chapin for many reasons.
I hear you used to walk around with your fly open, Harry. Could that be one of the reasons?
I hope not, but anyway. No, I really wasn't very good at making passes at members of the opposite sex. And as a matter of fact, I struck out an awful lot until I wised up. I started giving guitar lessons in my room. And once I got him into my room, my basic technique was pretty much the block and tackle. I sort of jump on him. Now, this is early in the 60s. It's before women's liberation had happened. And girls were much more, docile. And you could get away with things like that. Then, as the years went by and I still used this technique, I started getting knees in rather unfortunate parts of my anatomy, which immediately sort of changes your habits. But I continued giving guitar lessons, and as a matter of fact, in 1966, I started giving guitar lessons in New York City, and I found that things were a little bit different. As a matter of fact, this song is about how I met my wife.
I come fresh from the streets, fast on my feet, Caroline and lazy. Not much meat in my bones and a whole lot of long, more than a little bit crazy. The old six string was all I had to keep my belly still. And for each full hour lesson I gave, I got a crisp $10 bill. You see, she was married for 7 years to a concrete castle king. She said she wanted to learn, play the guitar and to hear her children sing. So I'd show up about once a week in my faded Cadillac jeans, with a back lot full of hobo stories and a laugh of danger dreams. She said, I want to learn a love song full of happy things. She said, I want to learn a love song, won't you let me hear you sing? She said, I want to learn a love song, want to hear you play. She said, I want to learn a love song before you go away. So I tried to teach her a couple of chords and an easy melody, but it always turned out listen to my guitar and me. I could hear a grown man laughing in the den, playing stud poker with the boys, while I sang so soft in the living room, too scared to make much noise. Well, it came 1 week and the den was dark, and she met me at the door. And we sat on the couch and we sang and talked till I could not sing no more. You know the silence kept on building and her eyes were much too wide. I could hear both of our heartbeats, but there was no place to hide. She said, I want to learn a love song full of happy things. She said, I want to learn a love song, don't you let me hear you sing. She said, I want to learn a love song, want to hear you play. She said, I want to learn a love song before you go away. first you know I stay. If we were all amoebas, I would have hardly anything to write about. And, I mean, you know, if we were self-regenerating, you know, split up, that's the way we reproduce. Thank God it's not that way. And all the complications that come from having two sexes. Have you ever met girls or guys? Yeah. You or me? Somebody of the opposite sex who, just at the moment you're about to figure them out, just at the moment you're about to encompass them in some physical or metaphysical way, they, at that moment, sort of made a radical personality change, almost perversely, just sort of, fool, you know, making you a little bit crazy. Well, this is a song about such a young lady in my life. Fascinating, exasperating Caroline. Caroline comes from the rain, glistening and shivering. She laughs as she shakes off the weather. Caroline whispers her words, saying she'll always love me, at least when we are together. Caroline starts closing in, surrounding the spot where watching in wonder I stand. Shedding your rings, her bracelets and stockings, and placing your skin still moist in the palm of my hand. You're pressing, she smiles, it's too soon to ask for me to cast off my cover. You assume that I'm caught up there in your head, so now I must go to my lover. And her world is such a sudden place. A minute flashed before my face. To fly, to feel, to fall from grace. Oh, Caroline, I'm leaning, carrying this bubble that I choose to chase. Keeps breaking on the brink of space, just as I'm about to taste its meaning. Caroline. Caroline comes from the full moon, trembling and grieving, afraid of the march of the seasons. Caroline, you're too young to be running, too old to be lying, too wise not to see all the reasons. Caroline hangs her cape in her jeans, surrenders her tears to christen my pillow with sorrow. Caroline remains at the times to explain what she means. She speaks of today more than she dreams of tomorrow. She says never has life been so full of the urge to let go of the night and believe. She collects all her things while she's still in her mind, so soft it's like breathing she leaves. And her world is such a sad place. A minute flash before my face. To fly, to feel, to fall from grace. Oh, Caroline, I'm leaning, carrying this bubble that I choose to chase. Keeps breaking on the brink of space, just as I'm about to taste its meaning. Caroline. fire.
With these story songs, I might have a lot of trouble with top 40 radio stations. It's because my songs are just too damn long. The average AM radio station likes to play things about 3 minutes long, and I seem to have a congenital inability to tell a story in under 5 minutes. But every once in a while, one of my songs seems to stagger out to the Hot 100. It's what the technical term for these records are, they're called singles. They're 45 RPM licorice pizzas that are bought by pre- or post-pubescent American females between 9 and 11. And I have trouble writing up to this age group, but anyway, here's one that got on the charts for about 15 minutes.
Oh, honey, sweet, what did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy? Remember having listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place. And I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was too good if I was in the AM room, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down.
Oh, well, a rock and roll blues folk theater piece right now that will serve beautifully to introduce the members of the group. Anybody with 2 ears in their heads could realize that what's going on up here is mostly around me. And this is a song about the fact that a lot of young white city guitar pickers throughout the years have learned their music from old black blind blues street preachers, guitar pickers. And the role of the old black blind blues man is played in inimitable fashion by a man who was a founding member of this group, former boy soprano soloist in the Grace Church Episcopal Choir for Boys and Men, a guy who's gone through the heaviest puberty in history. Now he has to cross his legs to get up to the Hyde Park taxi. My old buddy and the old blues man, Big John Wallace. Now the role of the young boy is played by our lead guitarist and sex symbol, guy who also was in that Grace Church choir at various times, former divinity student gone to hell. Dougie Walker is the blues boy. It's our attempt at being funky, which is pretty funny right there. But we decided to funk factor to Mr. Funk himself, the living rhythm ace, the only percussionist in America with softer cheeks than Karen Carter. As you remember, she sits on hers. Mr. Funk, Howie Hot Stick Field! Theater history, you know, that back in the old days with Aristophanes and Sophocles and those old Greek dudes, they used to have Greek choruses. They were sort of women who were robed in black, would roam around the stage, rolling on the floor, moaning and commenting on the action. And the role of the Greek chorus is played by none other than the gentleman that makes it. The gentleman that makes this group sound a little bit different. The means by which he does that, he clasps between his manly thighs. He also plays cello. Oh. One of the finest young cellists in America, Mr. Kim Stoll, and the Greek chorus. Now, last but not least, is the toughest role of all. The role of the father of the young white city funk guitar player. Although only one line long, it comes very early in the song. But it allows this gentleman to perform with method acting brilliance of unsurpassed quality. He's a founding member of another group called the Chaikin Brothers. Didn't have too much success, but they had a wonderful name. Not only does he write songs, but he also produces albums, such as our live album about a year and a half ago. Also, the On the Road to the Kingdom Come album about 8 months ago. He's also producing a new album. On piano, my brother, the father of the young blues boy, Steve Chickman. Now, here's the story of the blues man. When the kid heard the word up in Brooklyn, he falls a second year of a medical school, and he stashed some jeans into his guitar case. His father said, the boy, his father said, Mabel, that boy's a fool. Jumped on one greyhound, he traveled 3 days to get the movie in, and in the weekend to track the old man down, he got to wondering if the rumor was real. But then the old man stood beside his forefront. He had a white cane hanging from his belt, and he was bending the steel of his guitar strings. It seemed like the metal had been melted. He was the last of the street corner singers, playing his final years of blues. The boss in his throat was like a bullfrog book. Yes, it's he who invented the blues.
To play the blues, boy, you got to live them, got to do, boy. You know you got to give them, got to start sweet, like a slow blues rhythm, like a heartbeat. You'll always be with them when you're married to the blues song. Your guitar is your wife. It's like that fine old woman who you're faithful to for life.
And he walks up as the blind man's feet. He's never meant to put his guitar away. The old man heard him and said, who are you?
Well, I'm the kid you're gonna teach to play.
The old man left, but the kid kept talking about how he'd help him get around. That's when the old man said, don't need no fool to get you where in the hell I'm bound.
The blues. No chorus, I'm sorry.
Well, the kid nods his head with a great big grin and says,
when do we begin?
That's when the old man said,
if you stay with me,
this is how it's got to be.
Chorus.
To play the blues, boss. You've got to live and got to do, boss. You know you got to give and got to start a speech. Now the soul blues rhythm like a heartbeat. You'll always be with them when you're married to the blues, boss. Your guitar is your wife. Is right.
Man. My guitar is my gospel boy, and a preacher with my pinky's hair. I ain't gonna be no witness, a black bomber to an outbound son.
That's okay to get upset and say,
well, I just wanna get like a son of a gun.
Come on, boy, that ain't no damn cop right here playing now. You got a career time.
Slow and easy.
You don't wanna be son?
Like this old man.
A fool played the blues like Machine Gun Kelly. 500 notes to the bar. But if you want to stick with this faggot, you better learn what the blues really are. You can play with me, and you can play with me, but it's the time to blow this town.
Tell him.
We got to dig the breach in the gaming house where I lost my mind. You know you got to give or got to stall. Sweet like a soul, blues rhythm like a heartbeat. You want to be with me, married to the blues, boss. Your guitar is your wife. It's like that final one of your faithful new born life.
Let's take a play, pop, son. Not bad for New York, you know. TV, who?
Well, watch out, man. I just might knock your socks off.
Well, I hope so.
Happened in the last 10, 15, 20 years has been the whole change in morality in our society. And this is a song that is about somebody in the generation up above ours
who might be a little confused about playing the rules of a game, that the old rules, and then all of a sudden finding in the fourth quarter that there's suddenly a whole bunch of new rules, and it's called Halfway to Heaven.
There's no tick-tock on your electric clock, but still your life runs down. There's no tick-tock on your electric clock, but still your life runs down.
Well, I'm halfway to heaven, and my home in Forest Hills. It's 11:30, and I've got some time to kill. I miss my bus connection, my train got in too late. Now I'm forced into reflection by this half-hour wait. A good husband, a good old-fashioned fool. Have a fine wife and two children, just like everybody's got. But after 15 years of marriage, the fire's gonna burn too high. Ah, summer flames have caught me. They set me off so perfectly. The rules are set for me. Someone must be happy now. Though it don't seem funny somehow. How the world's accepting now what they once would not allow. Back in my younger days, the world has changed in so many ways. My mother once said to me, so many years ago now, don't you touch those bad girls. So I never had girls till I had my marriage. When we married, I married and had my two sons. And life as a lover was already done. It was over before. It's a young world, and she lives her life so free, and she sure gets through to me. A mixture of a man.
In my head, all my life, I've been a sinner. And in my bed, with just my wife, I'm still a beginner. But tomorrow night, I'm taking that little girl out the door. Desperately needs a countdown, and usually we get pretty good countdowns out of people. Could you handle this one? It goes 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
Let's try it. One for nothing. Here we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
About half of you are trying. The other half are giving the countdown equivalent of a Dick Clark American Bandstand audience on Saturday morning when they introduce an act and they all go, yay. The most important thing about a countdown is to energize the musicians. And considering some of these guys use chemical additives, you gotta give them the verbal equivalent of a goose up here, okay? I want a warm waft of air to assault us up here, okay? Not VO, air, or hook, a lot of volume. Now please, we're gonna do one more, but this one's for real, and don't scare yourself. Sometimes audiences go, 1, 2, 3, oh, oh. Now, one will be loud, but make the two even louder, okay? I'd like the roof of this joint to go up about a foot. Think you can handle that? Are you excited? Okay. This, basically what I'm asking for is the loudest countdown in the history of Kalamazoo. I'm not asking for much, okay? Nobody hold back. Here we go!
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4!
Fantastic. I gotta hear that again. But since you're doing so good, I got one other thing. Let's, from that, on every chorus of this song, I'd like people to clap, okay? Now, please don't be a polka audience. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. No. I want 1, 2, 3, boogie on the offbeat, okay? Bobby Vinton will be here in the springtime, and you can do 1, 2, 3. For the final production number aspect to this, what I would like to do is on the last chorus of the song, I would like everybody to clap on the offbeat, but do it above their heads. And start on, I'll lead you. Start on this side, okay? Now watch what's going to happen. We're going to have these two spotlights in the back pan over the crowd, and it's going to look really freaky. What it's going to, especially the people in cheap seats are going to be able to see this. This is called, watch this. You folks are going to entertain the rabble up there, okay? Now let me explain. This is going to look like about 43 berserk thousand leg worms lying on their back in an orgy. It's going to look freaky, okay? But coordinate with me, okay? On the last chorus, we're going to do this, and the spotlights will play gradually over the crowd, okay? You got that? This is going to be so exciting, I can't believe it.
This is Cecil B. Berserk production.
Right, okay, are you ready?
Yeah!
Here we go!
1, 2, 1, 2, 3!
There you stand in your dungarees, looking all grown up and severely pleased.
When you write your calls, I have so much to say. When you think you're a dream, to take my breath away. You know I want to be a ball player, a regular slug and fool. I guess our dreams must wait a while till we finish school.
Chorus now.
And so you and I, watch our years go by, watch our sweet dreams fly. Far away,
away,
to think there's someday a door. Your wedding dress, you're so beautiful that I must confess, I'm so proud you have chosen me, when a doctor is what you want to be. You know I want to be a painter now, girl, a real artistic snob, but I guess we'll have our children first, you find a home, I'll get a job. And so you and I, so many years gone by, but you feel so cute. You take the car to go and meet the bus when our grandchildren come to visit us. You say you should have been a ballerina, babe. There are songs I should have sung, but I guess our dreams have come and gone. You're supposed to dream when you are young. Are you ready? And so you and I.
And they're all going, hoo, hoo, hoo. The idea is to gradually go across the audience so you can watch the ambiance. One more, just one more chorus. Hey, Jeff, our light man, Jeff, tell him to go really slowly across the audience so the people up above can watch. Okay, here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Oh, you and I, what are you?
On the crowd here, down here, schmucks.
Maybe someday, I don't know when, but we will dream again, and we'll be happy, 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 then, till I sign it
one more time. Everybody stand up.
You and I, watch our years go by, watch our sweet dreams fly, far away,
away.
Maybe someday, I don't know when. Yeah, and we'll be happy, 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 happy
the cheapest way of getting a standing ovation ever, right? Hey, I had to force my brother Steve to put a song of his on the live album, but after it got on there, it got more response, I think, than anything else on it. If you gave him a little encouragement, I think he'd sing Let's Tango Latin for you. You gonna do it, Steve?
How could I possibly refuse?
I let time go like when I'm here with you. I let time go like when the day is through. I keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. But I let time go lightly with you. Morning, a time for breaking ground, and sowing seed, and yet we give up our sunshine, so we can buy what we need, and that leaves the evening, to share a fire, with a friend or two, to lose sight of the hours, to go lightly with you. I let time go lightly when I'm here with you. I let time go lightly when the day is through. I keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. But I let time go lightly with you. Old friends, they mean much more to me than the new friends. They can see where you are, and they know where you've been. Music has been my oldest friend, my fiercest foe, 'cause it can take me so high. Can make me so low. When I was a child, my mother would help me around. She'd rock me to sleep and sing me a song. So I learned to love the music of all the tunes in my mind, the changing of chords, the rhythm of time. I let time go lightly when I'm here with you. I let time go lightly when the day is through. I keep a watch on time when I've got work to do. And I let time go lightly with you. Yes, I let time go lightly with you, and a fire, and a friend or two. With you, and a fire, and a friend or two. A friend or two. And you.
Yes!
This is a song I would like to dedicate to all the spastic guitar players in Kalamazoo. As a matter of fact, I would like to dedicate it to guys. What are you guys doing? The guys in the band. Whoa.
Harry, we're not spastic. Honest. Oh, okay. We might look like we're spastic, but we're perfectly normal.
Come on, Harry, boogie. Cold sweat. Huh, huh. Get down. Dirty gal. Huh, huh.
You can find a rhythm in there, you better than I am.
Oh, the very day I purchased it, I christened my guitar. And the monophonic symphony, six-string orchestra.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
In my room I'd practice late, and they'd leave me alone. My mother said, you're nothing yet to make the folks stay home. Oh, I played all the talent nights, I finished, they'd applaud. Some called it muffled laughter, I just figured they were odd. So I went out for an encore, but they screamed they'd had enough. Maybe I just need a group to help me do my stuff. And so I dream a bass will join me and fill the bottom in. Maybe now some lead guitars we would not sound so thin.
I'm about to do my guitar solo.
Orchestra.
Do it, fingers.
Eat your goddamn heart out, Eric Clapton.
How many of you guys saw that Rock Awards show last fall? You know, that really spastic TV show on CBS. I got an award, that was nice, but the high point of the show for me was getting to meet Peter Frampton. He had his shirt on, and he heard about my problems with guitar solos. So he said, Harry, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to teach you a lick so devastating, so incredibly lightning fast, that you will get the audience into a frenzy. They'll storm the stage and tear your clothes off and ravish you. Would you like to hear what he taught me?
Yeah.
Did you give anything to bass players?
Now, this thing is incredibly fast. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear it again? What are you laughing at, Doug?
Do it a little slower this time.
Okay, I don't think I've built this up too much, huh?
We'll see.
Excuse me, can we have an accordion of police across the front here?
That's a Harry.
What?
That's a cordon.
Cordon?
Yeah.
I thought it was accordion of police.
Concertina.
Concertina. Okay.
Concertina of cops.
Okay. Here we go.
One, two, three. Not bad. Do a lot better if you took your shirt off your hand.
Oh, I write love songs for my favorite girl and sing them soft and slow. But before I get to finish, she says she has to go. She's amazing, says, excuse me, I've got to find a bar. I think I need refreshments before I hear you play guitar. Oh, I sent a demo tape I made to the record companies. To check back, I guess I know. One came back COD. I'm taking guitar lessons, but my teacher just took leave. It was something about a breakdown and needing a reprieve. And so I dream a bass will join me and fill the bottom in.
of the puzzle of my past, I sigh at the heartaches we could have last, and I think about the moments that have left their mark, the too few faces shine a little light in the dark. If you don't mind, I'm gonna tell you a story, and I hope it ain't no more you, for it's a tale that I've never told to anyone before you, 'cause it's for you. Sixteen summers had put halos in her hair. Anything was in my head, 12 winters put it there. Mama gave you $1 an hour to take care of her kids, and no one could really pay you enough for what you really did. And the happy things keep happening, I'm a journey to this world, and in ways that I will never understand. I was much too late to be the first to make you a woman. You were the one who made my mother son a man. To read myself to sleep when I went to bed. You could say I was a dreamer then. I just lived inside my head. But the night she came, we talked of things, and I found I had a friend. Yes, she brought my fears of people to ensure and gentle end. And the happy things keep happening. I'm a journey through this world, and in ways that I will never understand. I was much too late to be the first to meet you a woman. You were the one who made my mother son a man. Now, it's not that my memory fades. Just no need for graphic telling of all I became. Let's just say you taught me something and brought me from my shell. Yes, you gave to me my first sweet taste of the heaven here in his hell. Oh,
All right. I would love if this next song of mine was made into a cartoon a la some of the better Walt Disney things. Not the recent stuff, but the stuff like Fantasia or maybe more. Or any of you ever seen The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, you know, about Ichabod Crane? It's sort of funny and sometimes it's sort of scary at others. When Ichabod Crane's coming back through Sleepy Hollow and the Headless Horseman comes after him, even though it's a cartoon, it's sort of frightening. Well, I like this next song to be done like that. One, two, three, four.
The rocket's gonna fall on us. He woke with a start and he ran to his mama. The fear dark in his heart, and he told her of the vision that he was sure he'd see. She said, go back to sleep, child, you're having a bad dream. Everybody knows the rock cleans up all the towns. Everybody knows that it won't tumble to the ground. Remember Chicken Little, if the sky was falling down, there's nothing there to change for that. The world's around. The rock is gonna fall on us. He stood and told the class. The professor put his chalk down and cleared out to his glasses. But he went on and said, I've seen it. I'm on the hill. If it doesn't fall this year, then very soon it will. Everybody knows the rock cleans all over town. Everybody knows that it won't tumble to the ground. With more important studies than your fantasies and fears, you know that rock's been pressed up there for 100,000 years. He told the magistrates, I believe that we can stop it, but the time is getting late. You see, I've done all the research, the plans are all complete. We're showing them contingency, the result is to the street.
But by then all was still. The rock seemed where it always was where it always will be. When someone asked where he had gone, they said, oh, he was damned. Who cares about that crazy fool? And then it started to damn. But high up on the mountain, when the wind is hitting it, if you're watching very closely, the rock slips a little bit.
Get into it, and we're going to try it out on you. We may make some mistakes, but are you in the mood for a new song?
Yeah!
This is my Charlie Daniels song, okay?
All right!
Who's going to count this thing down?
You want that, John? You count down.
Okay. Go ahead, John. You
one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Oh.
do what I can. And I'll tell you now, so that you will understand, you get just what you pay for from the odd job man. Well, one day this dude comes driving up, so I slide out to the pump. And he says, I need some odd jobs done, can you get off from this dump? Well, I can always use some extra bread, so I nod and take the job. But he says, wash up before you come, cause I do not have slop. Now, I know I'm not no fancy man, but everyone has tried. Especially since this lovely lady's sitting by your side. But something needs my treasure, and I'm not again all right. And he gooses his Mercedes, boys, and slides off in the night. I get part-time help, I'm the odd job man. Can't do what I want, so I do what I can. And I'll tell you now, that you will understand. Get just what you pay for from the odd job man. When I find this place next morning, it's more a palace than a pad. And it kind of makes my pickup truck start looking pretty bad. But the same lady swings the door back, and before a word is said, she leads me to his trophy room where he sits with his stuffed head. He's got a list of jobs for me to do while he's out of town. He says, I'm too damn busy, boy, the way I move around. So I start to figure prices, and he says, it's time you learn. When you're dealing with a gentleman, you get just what you earn. Oh, I get part-time help, I'm the odd job man. Can't do what I want, so I do what I can. And I'll tell that you will understand, you get just what you pay for from the odd job man. Well, I set to work that weekend, fixing up some stairs, when I feel that someone's watching, and I see she's standing there. She says, I like to watch you work, you have such supple hands. She says, can I help you? I say, maybe you can. She looks in the eyes, boys, I look a little lower. She starts breathing faster, and I start working slower. When you have a helper with her attitude and grace, you start putting lots of extra hours working around the place. Part-time help, I got an odd job man, and I can't do what I want, so I do what I can. Too soon come a gone with my odd jobs all done. When who should pull up to the pump but the long lost prodigal son? He says, here's $100, boy, and pulls the bill off from his wad. And he starts to hand it over like a gift come straight from God. I say, that's just a buck an hour, sir. He says, that's what I pay for church. I admit I almost blew my cool, but I staggered back to work. You see, most times when it's said and done, there's justice to this life. Cause what that man has done to me, I've done to his wife. Oh, I get part-time help, I'm the odd job man. Can't do what I want, so I do what I can. And I tell you now, so that you will understand, get just what you pay for from me.
Are you in a hurry? You got a babysitter to get that to us out? The most impressive thing I've done in my life, I've been married 8.5 years and I've got a 16-year-old daughter.
Vitamins.
Yeah. This is a song I wrote to, for, and about her. It's she's sort of an extraordinary gal. She's sort of 16 going on 30. And when you need her to be adult and mature, you can Sandy and I can be leaving the house and say, Jamie, take care of the place. We'll be back in a week and come back in a week and everybody's in better shape than you left. But then other times, she's smart enough to, when she needs things, to become a little girl again. And this is about an age she went through. about 12 or 13 when all kinds of changes were taking place, and it's a time when kids seems to naturally reject their parents, and sort of the opposite side of Cats in the Cradle. It's a song called Tangled Up Puppet, or a song for Jamie.
I'm a tangled up puppet, spinning round in knots. The more I see what it used to be, the less of you I've got. There was a time that you curled up in my lap like a child. You cling to me smiling, your eyes wide and wild. Now you stick to my arms, wave a passing hello. Twist away and toss a kiss, laughing as you go. You used to say, read me a story, sing me songs of love. You are princess paradise on the wings of a dove. Now I chase you and tease you, trying to remake you my own. You just turn away and say, please leave me alone. I'm a tangled up puppet, all hanging in your strings. I'm a butterfly in a spider's web, fluttering my wings. And the more that I keep dancing and spinning round in knots, the more I see what used to be and the less of you. Full of makeup and rinses and things, you keep changing your moods like your earrings and rings. But tonight, while we play tag for 5 minutes in the yard, well, just for a moment, I caught you off guard. In a spider's web, fluttering my wings. And the more that I keep dancing and spinning round in knots, the more I see what used to be and the less of you. Things you mean, what I mean is, I have watched you take shape from a jumble of parts and find the grace and form of a fine work of art. Come into your own. Don't you know that you don't need to grow up all alone?
Yes!
Was out a couple months ago. Probably the favorite song of everything on it for me is a song about an old man with a dream and a young man who buys it. It's I was going through my notebooks about a month ago when I was working on a new album, and I occasionally come over, you know, the notes I was working on for old songs, and I suddenly realized that in my editing process, I edit down my songs. You know, Taxi started out as 11 minutes and got down to 7, 6:45, something like that. Many of my songs start out much longer, even though they end up long, they're much longer than they begin. And Curry's Coming started out about 9 minutes long, and I got it down to 5.5, and I think I over-edited because there was a verse I found that I really thought I should have kept in. So tonight, I'm going to recreate the surprise, surprise. I'm going to put the second verse back in. Steve? I'm going to put the second verse back in, and also there's some other parts. So, well, you know, just learn while you learn. Fake it, okay? You guys? Okay. And we'll see how it works out. Corey's coming. Listen to the story.
Joseph was a man with two first names. They left him in the railroad yard when they took away the trains. And only one run a week comes on roaring down that line. So all he got to worry about is time. He sits in the brake house, hands out to the fire, moving to his memories of love and desire. Telling me the stories of the glories of his past, but he always saves the story of his Corey for the last. And he says, my Corey's coming, no more sad stories coming. Midnight moonlight morning glories coming on to you, girl. And like I told you, when she holds you, she enfolds you in her world. Come by in the evening to found out, find out where he'd been. He'd say, come on, sit down, kid, where's your life again? And I'd say, you know my favorite, though you know I like the rest, but I love the way you tell me of your Corey the best. And so I'd hear his lifelong love recreated by his tongue. He'd turn back the years and she'd seem forever young. All the other stories change as they roll through his head. He'd say the same words back for me just before he went to bed. As he'd send me away, he'd be smiling as he said, can't you see my Corey's coming? No more sad stories coming. Chided the old man by the truth that I have heard, but he smiled and said reality is only just a word. Can't you see my Corey's coming? Oh no more sad stories coming. Midnight moonlight morning glories coming on to your girl. And like I told you, when she holds you, she unfolds you. But it fell in my shower. I'd look in the window and I saw the fire was out. When he would not wake up, I forced in the door. I found that old John Joseph would tell stories no more. There was a scene at the graveyard, just three of us were there. There was me and the grave digger, and we heard the Boston Square. Not three, four.
putting cold dirt over him and left me on my own. When at last I looked up, I saw I was not alone. Standing there in the silence with a shawl around her head was a beautiful young woman. I remember what she said. Is that John Joseph? I'm not in my head yet. That brought a soft smile from her. She said it's time we got some rest. So I said, if you're a relative, that's when she said, my name is Corey. You can say I'm just a friend. Corey's come here. No more sad stories coming. Midnight alive on echoes. Coming on to you. I told you, when she holds you, she holds you in her world. So that's the old man's story. I'm glad you came to let you see. You busted down old railroad yard, sure makes a lonely sight. You may wonder why a young man would work out here alone. Well, a job pays enough to keep some flesh on my bones. And I confess, I get to missing the old man a bit. And there's one other reason I guess I could admit. Can't you see my chorus coming? I know of all sad stories coming. A midnight moonlight morning glow is coming on to you, girl. Yes, and like she told me, when she holds me, she holds me in her world.
Story songs. Back in the 60s, I used to write either propaganda songs or songs that would try to, well, say that I was a cool macho stud. I was desperately trying to use my guitar as a phallic instrument, and I would write songs like this.
Get down!
Yeah, get down here.
I've had pretty women in my day. Yeah, those long haired beauties simply ran my way.
No way.
I treat them rotten, they just love me more. And when they gave me trouble, I just showed them the door.
These things, and people look at me and go, here I was, you know, 20 years old, still shaving with a washcloth.
Ouch.
And I wrote about 400 songs, and nobody paid any attention, mostly I think because they stank. And
then,
stunk it, whatever. But anyway.
They sucked.
That word again. Now, come the 70s, I started writing different kinds of songs. I wrote songs where I was the fool or the villain or the schmuck or whatever. And all of a sudden, I started becoming successful.
don't know what the moral of the story is, but anyway, here's a song about the old days when I was fighting the sexual wars and losing often. I would not be so stoned if my Mary were here. I don't think I'd have phoned you if my Mary were here. But I'm a sad, sexy Galahad who stalks around his knees with a grail no longer holding and a prayer that's saying, please. I would not be alone if my Mary were here, but she took off and Lord, I'm lost. I don't think I'd be drinking if my Mary were here, and I know what I'd be thinking if my Mary were here. We'd be wrapping up a blanket full of cheddar cheese and wine, packing up our camper with a rendezvous in mind, and we'd picnic out in Lincoln Park if Mary were here. But she split, so I got split. I'm so sorry that I called you in the middle of the night, but you're the one who listens when I need a little light. I know we haven't talked since I dropped you in the dirt. I know you're not my lady now, but baby, preservative. Less than 0.1% sodium benzoate. No sugar added, I believe.
Wow.
Anyway, I gave up music for good, I thought, in 65, because we had Chafin Brothers as a group, Tom, Steve, and I, and what happened was the draft situation got so bad that it was a choice for Tom and Steve of rice paddies or ivy gray college walls, and they chose
Rice University.
No, they chose. You went to Clarkson, right? Clarkson in New York State. Anyway, they punked out. They didn't want to die in Vietnam. I don't know why.
Hey, all right.
And
Must have been the climate.
Yeah, I had been a veteran from my earlier days at the Air Force Academy in 1960. I was going to learn to fly. And I resigned after basic training after I found out that I wasn't going to be flying in a biplane over the fields of France with a leather helmet and a chartreuse scarf going out behind and having various mademoiselles waiting for me after I shot down the Red Baron. But anyway, I became a filmmaker, but I still was sort of a musical groupie. I'd watch, holy Christ, Paparazzi down here. This is the camera club of Kalamazoo. Click, 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 click. You're getting my best side anyway. I would watch TV. I would listen to records. I'd listen to the radio. Occasionally write songs. I was especially fascinated by the second English invasion. The first one was, you know, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Dave Clark Five, Herman and the Hermits, Jerry and the Pacemakers, all those. But the second English invasion was Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones. Now, these are guys who were, well, I wouldn't play guitar. They come up and sit like I am right there in front of the audience. And it was right before Tina Turner discovered that the microphone was a phallic instrument. But they would do their best anyway. And they would sing passionate love ballads to the ladies in the front row. And for some reason, some weird sociological reason, they would get ladies' undergarments thrown at them. Now, I'm a little confused about the process. Do you bring them in a brown paper bag or your pocketbook? Or you imagine sitting next to somebody who suddenly starts going... Wild image, yeah. Excuse me, can I help you, madam? I don't know. Well, anyway, here I am. I'm about to sing a passionate love ballad to the guys, to the girls in the front row here. I'm sure I'm going to get some jockey shorts thrown at me, but... I would like you to imagine the following scenario, okay? Young guy, he's looking, you know, it's nothing more than a watering hole beside a single track across the prairie, and he's looking eastward towards the horizon where there's a thin column of smoke going straight up in the motionless August air, and at the bottom of that column is a tiny little train that is gradually growing larger. And on that train is only one single passenger, mail order Annie, come to find her husband. Keep going. Boy, the production value tonight is unbelievable.
You're cool, Harry.
I got it now.
Put another nickel in. Really emotional intro there, Harry.
Take 47.
52.
Just imagine the following scenario.
I did not think it could be you, but you're the only one that got off the train, so you must be my wife, Miss Annie Halsey. Yes, yes, guess I am your husband. Hello, I'm Harry Craig. To tell you. and I'm glad you're here. You are the woman who's come to be my wife. You know you're not as pretty as I dreamed you'd be, and I'm not no handsome fancy dandy. And out here looks really not important. No, no, it's what's inside a woman when she's up against the land. Hey, Lord, I'm here. Never mind your crying. It is a sweet rain in my ears tonight. Hey, Lord, I'm here. Can't you see I'm trying to tell you that I'm glad you're here. You are the woman who's come to be my wife. You know it's not no easy life you're entering. The winter wind comes whistling through the cracks there in the sod. You know you'll never have too many papers. There's you, girl, and there's me, and there's God. You know I'm just a dirt man from the North Dakota plains. You're one girl from the city has been thrown out on her own, and I'm standing here not sure of what to say to you. Something better and lets you and me go home. Better and never mind crying. Your tears tell you that I'm glad to hear you are the woman who's come to be my
burgeoning young songwriters who each want to do a song, and you've got to decide which song you like better, okay? First of all, Howie will do his song, okay? Would you like to hear Howie do a song? Howard, since you're returning to good health tonight after being in the hospital yesterday, why don't you come on down here and do your song with a lot of feeling, okay? Okay. Please be nice to him, okay?
Thank you. When I was playing club band drums in discotheques and bars, hoping for the lucky day when I played for a star. I heard about those groupie girls and dreamed with great delight that after every show I'd have a different one each night. Well, now I'm on the concert stage, the truth is plain to see. There ain't no star-eyed honey pies running after me.
Poor baby.
There hasn't even been a single short, fat, ugly one.
Check out section N, turkey.
Well, let me tell you just what I've become. I'm the horniest rock drummer out of rock and roll. Back in the hotel room each night, I lend myself a hand. I've talked to all the drummers in the other concert bands, and I'm the horniest rock drummer out in rock.